No one can defeat God's purpose. And so, God arranged that even though man should die, through Christ they would all be made alive. And then would come a judgment. But the judgment was not on the children of Adam and Eve. And so a world developed. And as I said at the beginning, it was not God's world, it was Satan's world. Man had departed from God. He had rejected God. If he had taken the tree of life, he would have had God's mind along with his mind. He would have been made at one with God. He would have lived God's way, and there would have been peace on earth. But he took the way of strife, of competition, of evil, the way of Satan. And so a whole civilization developed of 6,000 years, and you and I have been born into that civilization. And the people of the world think it's God's world. They have been deceived, and Satan is the great deceiver. Now in due time, after all these years, so many other things happened. I could go back and show you the coming of Israel, of Abraham, and then his children 400 and some years after that. But they didn't have the Holy Spirit, but it was part of the working out of God's plan. But I have to skip over all of that in this discourse this afternoon. Anyway, excuse me, you people in New Zealand this morning. And so we come to the time of Christ, who was the second Adam. He came to do what the first Adam could have done, but did not. He was born with the Holy Spirit. And he kept himself so close to God that he never did sin. He was capable of sinning, but he had determined not to sin, and he had the power to refuse to sin, and he did refuse to sin. He lived the perfect life. He set the perfect example. And then he voluntarily gave that life to pay the penalty of all the humans who have ever sinned. But while he was alive, he said, I will build my church. And the word church comes from the Greek word. All the New Testament was written in the Greek language. And in the Greek language, the word for church was ekklesia, which really is two words, and it means come out ones. He called certain people out of this world of Satan. He called them to come out and to become, through him, at one with God. And he is the mediator between man and God, to unite us back to God and make us at one with God. And so judgment came to be on those called out, that God would draw, just like a magnet will draw someone to them. In John 6:44, you read that Jesus said no man could come to him except God the Father draws them. You see, the churches in this world are of this world. They don't realize it, that they are Satan's churches. Without realizing it, they are deceived. God knows they are deceived. And the chief blame is Satan's rather than theirs. And ultimately, that's where the blame is going to be placed. But judgment is not on them yet. And when judgment does come on them, they'll realize Christ paid the penalty of their sin, if they want to accept it, if they want to repent, if they want to turn around, go the other way, and start to live God's way, they can yet be saved. Now, it's just a case of when we are to be saved. Those that God calls are those that were predestinated to come. We have a different battle than those that will come later. We have to fight Satan. We have to fight this world. We have to overcome Satan. We have to overcome the world, and we have to even overcome our own selves. Now everybody is going to be called, but only those in God's church are called now. Others will be called later. It's just a case of when you are called. We're called now not to get salvation. We're called now to learn and to come to be filled with the Spirit of God and to learn of God in order to be teachers and to bring others when their time comes into salvation and into the kingdom of God and to bring them into a condition where they too will finally be at one with God. The world doesn't know much about God the Father. In Old Testament times, they didn't know anything about God the Father. The only God they knew was the one who became Jesus Christ. The Jewish people don't know anything about God the Father. To this day, they don't know. They just know of one God, and they think the one who became Christ is the only God. They don't know that God is a family, and that we can be born into that family. So now, God has given His church and ancient Israel was the church in the wilderness, but they were really the congregation or church of Israel. We are the church of God. In other words, they were the flesh-born children of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. We are the spirit-born, the spirit-begotten children of God. So we are called by our Father's name. They were called Israel. That was their national name. We are called Church of God. And we go by our Father's name, God. Oh, brethren, do we realize these wonderful truths? Do we realize it? Now, God has given us these annual holy days. It began, the spiritual phase of God's program began with Christ and His sacrifice, and the Passover pictured that. The 7 days of unleavened bread picture coming out of sin, that's the next step. The day of Pentecost coming in the summer pictures the coming of the Holy Spirit. Also was the time of the coming of the law at Mount Sinai. And that comes in the summer. Usually in the month of June, I guess always. And then we come to the Feast of Trumpets. That was the second coming of Christ. That is the time when Christ will come and take over the reign and the rule of all nations. Now, when He comes, we're going to reign and rule with Him. He says, for example, in Revelation, the second chapter, well, it's in in chapter 2, verses 26 and 7, and chapter 3, verse 21. We will sit with Him on His throne. We will be given power over the nations and rule them with a rod of iron. We're called now to qualify to do that. That's the only reason we're called, not just to get salvation. Those of you who think you're called just to get salvation are going to find you won't get it. You're like the one who received one of the 10 talents when Christ in the parable gave 1 talent to each of His 10 servants. The one who took it and gained 10 with it and did something qualified for what he would do in the kingdom, he's going to reign over 10 cities in the kingdom. He qualified for what he can do in the kingdom of God. The one who gained 5 talents, only did half as well, he'll be given half as big a job in the kingdom, which means half as big an honor, really. But the one who just tried to get saved, and that's all, and he tried to keep what he had, but he didn't add anything to it, had it taken away from him, he didn't get into the kingdom at all. And that's what's going to happen to any of you people who think you're just getting into the kingdom and you're just going to get saved. If you don't realize, you have to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as well as His grace. If you don't realize, you have to overcome. If you don't realize, you have to endure it in the end. If you don't realize, you have to qualify. We're rewarded according to our works. Not saved according to our works. But we're not being called just to be saved. Salvation itself is a free gift of God. But we're called for something more than that now. We're called for a great job, and we must qualify. What have you qualified for that you now, how much have you grown since this time last year? Ask yourself that, and many of you are going to have to say, well, I guess I haven't grown. I guess I haven't learned any more than I knew then. I guess my character is not any better than it was. than it was then. Excuse me. I sometimes think that a lot of Protestantism has rubbed off on some of us, and they think it's just a matter of getting saved. And brethren, it's far, far more than that. Now then, if we qualify, then when Christ comes, we're going to sit with Him on His throne. We're going to be given power over the nations. We'll be kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. That's Revelation 5, verse 10. And then will come that thousand-year period that I mentioned at the beginning. Now, after that, Satan will be loosed, and Satan will be put away in the Day of Atonement, which we had just 10 days ago, pictures Satan being put clear away. Christ will come and rule. When He does, Satan won't be on the throne any longer. He'll be removed. We will be ruling with Christ. Have you been qualifying? Have you been gaining ground? Brethren, I don't say you have to reach absolute perfection. I don't think any of us is going to do that. But we have to have gained ground, we have to have made progress, we have to have been overcoming, we have to have been growing in grace and knowledge. Do you study your Bibles enough? Do you pray enough? Otherwise, brethren, some of you are not going to make it into God's kingdom. We talk about making it into God's kingdom. Let's quit talking that way. Let's talk about qualifying to be a king or a priest. You know, since my wife died, it's now 17 and a half years ago, I have been having formal dinners. Sometimes I call it my home, and actually it isn't my home at all because I don't own it. Belongs to the college. And so we have named it the Ambassador College Student Social Center. But every year, I've been having every senior student as a guest at a formal dinner. And I know that they all look forward to that. And by the way, at the Young Ambassador filming that will be shown one of the evenings in this festival, you will see the Young Ambassadors coming to one of those dinners in my home. And you will see what those dinners are like. And that's never been shown before to the brethren. All of the seniors have been guests there, they are the future kings. And they're going to be kings for a long, long time. And I might just say, I sort of joined the young ambassadors this time. They call me a forever young ambassador. And I guess I'm a little old to be called a young ambassador, so they call me a forever young ambassador. But I think that you will enjoy that film this year, because I believe it is by far the best film so far. It's an entertainment film, but it's a film of good, wholesome music, and it's uplifting and good for you. I think it'll be good for all of you to see it, to be sure and don't miss it. But following then, of course, will come that 1,000 years, and after that will come the time of the great white throne judgment. Those who have lived before, judgment was not on them. They will be resurrected. As they have died in Adam, they will all be resurrected in Christ. And there will be the final judgment. And, of course, that is the subject for the last great day of the feast. Now, my eyes have completely gone out on me. I'm not blind, but I can't see any even large type enough to read it right off. So I brought no notes, no Bible. I can't. It's just impossible to see, and I have to just talk out of my head from now on. And anticipating that, I have had the sermon for the last holy day put on tape. It was done before this last sort of blindness hit me, which is only about a month ago now, or a little less. But whether you're here or some other feast site, that will be shown at all feast sites on the last day. But then we will show the final culmination of this marvelous great purpose of God. It's a marvelous thing. And God's purpose, as I said, does stand. As I've said before, I've looked into the book, on which is God's book. I've looked over into the end to see how it comes out, and we win. And we will win, brethren. Keep studying your Bible, keep praying, keep qualifying, and never fail.